Before I get into the message today, I want to tell you the story. The story of a soul, okay? And I'm going to need your imagination to go along with me for this part here. Because I want to show you a depiction of what a soul is made for, what a soul looks like, okay? Here is, this is, if you can imagine it, this is what a soul should be. You can see it's dripping, yeah? Dripping with peace. Dripping with joy. It is how God made us and placed this soul inside of our body. Now, one of the problems that happens in this world that we live in, though we are kind of caught in this body with this soul inside of us, a soul that is made to hold and to drip and to ooze and to share peace and joy with those around us because of what Christ has done within us. The problem for us is that sometimes trouble comes. And when trouble comes, it tends to squeeze us in a way that we lose a little bit of that oozing, that sense of what's going on. But that's not the only trouble. That's not the only problem, because trouble comes for all of us. But what we do with trouble then becomes the second thing. But you can see there's still a little bit of drip here or there, and that's a good thing. But what we do when trouble comes often looks more like this. We begin to obsess on it. And as we obsess on it, then we begin to move into anger because we begin to look for people who we can blame for that trouble that we have, whether it's ourselves or somebody else. Maybe it's God who didn't come through in the way we thought he was going to. And as we get angry, as we move through obsession into anger, then we begin to feel this sense of suffocation because all of a sudden we realize that something is going wrong within us, not just outside of us, but within us. And then the anger begins its own cycle. Maybe we're right. Maybe there is someone to blame. Or maybe we're wrong. And there's no one to blame, but we still try to blame them. And so as we move through this anger phase, we just get all wore out. Maybe you've caught yourself this week, even watching the news, that we see trouble in the world around us. And we have a hard time disengaging, don't we? We are sucked into it. We begin to obsess in that trouble that might be ours or it might be somebody else's, but we get sucked into it. And before we know it, we begin to get this sense of something burning within us. And maybe it's righteous and maybe it's just, but the fact is that when it begins to turn into anger, it begins to take something out of our spirit. It begins to suck something out of our very soul. And so by the end of the week, we wonder why there's no joy, and we wonder why there's no peace dripping out of us any longer. And those around us, instead of getting that sense of joy for being with us, are kind of trying to avoid us now because, you know, we're a downer. And we think it's their problem. What are you doing avoiding me? That's just more trouble. Oh, I got nothing left to give. And so we run into this pattern that leads us to this weary, wrung out, dry soul. And that's exactly what Jesus was talking about when he said, "Come to me, all of you who are," what? "Weary and heavy laden." He was talking to all of us with dry souls. And saying, and notice what he didn't say. I love this part. Jesus didn't say, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and you won't have any more trouble." No, he said, "And I will give you rest." Something in the midst of the trouble, Jesus promises, something that only he can give. And as we come, that is where the soul begins to find its rest once again. No, that verse out of Matthew 11, you know, "Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Again, he didn't say all your troubles will go away. And I'm glad he didn't, because that wouldn't line up with the world that I have come to know. Trouble comes to all of us. Have you noticed that? And for all of us who are weighed down and weary, it's not a path of escape, but it's a path to rest that Jesus offers us. In the Gospel of John, I know we've just finished a series. I don't want to make you think I'm going to stay on this forever, but the Gospel of John, in chapter 18, if you know the story of Jesus, chapter 18 tells about Jesus being arrested on his way to the cross. Chapter 17, Jesus spends the whole chapter praying for himself, praying for his disciples, praying for you and me. Prior to that prayer and prior to his arrest is this. These very last words, Jesus spoke to his disciples saying, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Again, there we are. For in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. That is such a profound passage for all of us, because we live in a world that is filled with trouble. And when Jesus doesn't say, don't worry, you accept me, you're going to be out of trouble, there's no more issues. No, he says, in this world you will have trouble. Trouble is promised. Trouble is inevitable. As though we try to avoid it, trouble always seems to find us. And though we can prevent some parts of trouble, we can make some good decisions that keeps us away from trouble for a time, truly trouble is unpreventable because trouble comes to us in life. It is part of what we deal with. It's part of what we have to struggle with. But again, what do we do with that trouble? And again, I think for most of us, what we do is we it causes us that sense of obsession. It causes us to run into that pattern, that cycle of anger. It gets us into this place where we don't like the options that we have now to deal with because trouble has come and has taken up its place with us. And again, trouble comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes. But I think a lot of us are weighing with that sense of trouble, even in our hearts this week. And probably every week it's this way, but for some of us, it feels just more. But trouble comes. There's a passage a little bit earlier in Matthew's chapter 6 that touches on this. I love this passage. I used to hate it because I didn't understand it. Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. And this is again good stuff for us, right? Because what do most of us do? We spend most of our time either regretting what happened yesterday or worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. And most of our energy gets sucked up and then also wrung out. That's another one of those ways that we tend to find ourselves in that dry soul place. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. For each day has enough trouble of its own. There's that word trouble again. And again, not a promise that you're going to somehow be able to evade trouble or avoid trouble, but that trouble is going to come. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So what do we do with this when we live in troubled times, when we have this wave of this tsunami wave of trouble coming up all around us, whether it be in earthquakes or floods or hurricanes or fires or wars or evacuations or death or diagnosis? What do we do when all these things come? We didn't see them coming and all of a sudden we are caught in this trouble cycle. Well, Jesus says, come to me. And I would suggest that it's more than just come to Jesus. I'm going to suggest the Bible offers to us patterns of how we begin to break that cycle with new cycles of our own. I think we see that throughout the Old Testament, through the New Testament, but I will just point today to one of our Psalms, and you say, this is going to be a pattern for us. And if you're feeling that sense of being strung out and wrung out and wore out, then I'm going to suggest to you that it's because you're in the wrong cycle. We need to begin to break that pattern and begin to start a new cycle. And this is going to be called the Psalm 42 cycle. In Psalm 42, verse 5, it says this, why, my soul, are you so downcast? And again, this is part of what I love about the Bible. Sometimes, you know, when I was a new believer, I thought, oh, the Bible is all happy thoughts. No, it's not. It's thoughts that help us wrestle with the thoughts that we have. It is thoughts that help us to understand the struggles that we have. And so we find people who struggle just like us. And sometimes they're the ones who are writing the story. Sometimes they're the one who are the star of the show. But yet we find ourselves in our show struggling with some of the same things. So David in Psalm 42 says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why are you so disturbed within me?" Now, some of you out there are going to say, I can resonate. I can relate to this. That seems to resonate because my soul is disturbed. My soul is downcast. Psalm 42:5 continues, "But put your hope in God, for yet I will praise him, my Savior and my God." Now, I want to suggest to you two things here. One, that this is not a simple fix. This is not a Band-Aid we put on whenever trouble comes. But this is a cycle that we begin to walk out whenever trouble comes. That we don't just say, discount my feelings, discount my being disturbed, discount everything that I'm going through right now and say it doesn't matter because I'm going to put my trust in God. No, you notice what this, he says. There are two questions before he gets to his jumping off place. And I think that is the psalmist's way of saying, let's take stock. What is it that is causing my spirit to feel overwhelmed and worn down? What is it that is causing my soul to feel so wrung out, so stretched thin, so beaten down that I can't really see my way to anything good? What is it, the psalmist says? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me? I think it implies that he wants to answer that question. So as we begin, we come to this place of saying, rather than just jumping to happy day, we begin here. What is the trouble that I'm wrestling with today? What is that weight that is bearing down upon me? What is that worry that is starting to threaten me? And how do I begin to bring that to God? It is in that bringing it to him, because it's not for us to bear. Our shoulders aren't big enough, but it is for him. And that's why Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden." Back to this one. Why are you so disturbed within me? Name them, identify them, offer them to him, and then begin to place your hope in him, saying, "This is not up to me. It's not up to those around me." You know, we get so agitated with people around us. We want to have confidence in our leaders to the point where we get angry with them when they don't show themselves to be worthy of that confidence. And I'm going to tell you that people are not worthy of that confidence. There's only one who is, and this is what Psalm 42 points us to. Don't put your trust in other humans. Don't put your trust in yourself. You're not that good. Sorry. But put your trust where it belongs. Why are you so downcast? List it. Why are you so disturbed? Offer it to him. Put your trust in God, for yet I will praise him, for he is my hope. He is my Savior. He is my helper. And that becomes a new pattern for us. It's how we begin to meet this trouble cycle. We create a new cycle, a cycle that says, I'm going to begin here instead of letting cycle number one lead me to anger and to being wrung out. We're going to kind of take a moment simply to just, again, quietly just try that pattern here in a second. But as we do, then we're going to wrap up today with a song. This is a great old hymn of the church, but I just want to offer it to you in this way. It's going to be the song, "Holy, Holy, Holy, Lord God Almighty." Maybe you've heard it, maybe you've sung it before. But as the team comes and after the prayer time, they will come and lead us in it. They're going to begin with these words, "Early in the morning, my song shall rise to thee." It's a great profession that we're going to not play the trouble cycle, but we're going to play the Psalm 42 cycle instead. For as we start each and every morning, this song that we are to lift is one that reminds us that he is merciful and mighty, that he is God and that we are not, that he is holy, and that I can trust in him. This begins to be the foundation of the song that we will sing, but it begins to be the foundation of our life. A new pattern for our day. Early in the morning, this song is going to be what I lift. This is the cycle that I will play. I'm going to offer myself into this to keep that obsession, fear, anger cycle from stealing every bit of peace and joy out of my life. I want to have him begin to protect me and bathe me and fill me once again. Not that trouble won't come. Trouble's going to come. But I don't have to let it completely destroy me. So I want to take a moment, and again, this is be more of a quiet time, and as I do, I'm going to invite the team to come forward. As you come forward, just participate with us in this quietness, but in a moment or two, I'll ask you guys to go ahead and lead us into the song of allowing this song to rise up, and again, rooted not in myself and not in the circumstances, but rooted in the holiness and the mightiness and the mercifulness of our Heavenly Father. So, Father, we come today, and I don't pretend to know every angle and facet of trouble that is presenting itself to each of us. Father, I don't pretend to know the griefs that are born in this church here even today. That sense of discontent, that sense of wondering why things aren't better than they were. The fears of what we have come to that feel like they will never be able to change. Those relationships that are broken, that continue to hurt, those relationships that just the thought of them brings back the pain of past hurt, those relationships that seem distant, and in that distance feels accusatory towards us. So, Father, I simply come today, and we want to just lift them all to you. God, I pray for all those points of trouble, points we see on the news, points we bear in the very depths of our soul, and we want to bring them to you. So even in the quietness of our hearts now, God, just receive these offerings as we recognize them for what they are. They are trouble that we have either caused and brought upon ourselves or simply has been brought into our life. And God, we offer each one to you. Lord, meet us in that darkness. Meet us in that grief. Meet us in that anxious place. Meet us in that fear. Meet us in that shame. Meet us in that brokenness. And begin to restore to us simply the knowledge of your presence, of your completely knowing us and fully loving us still. Father, allow us out of this place, not devoid of trouble, but in the midst of trouble, to allow this song to rise to you, merciful and mighty God, God in three persons, not us, truly our help and our Redeemer. Meet us here as we prepare for this new week and the trouble that lies in wait for us. Meet us here that we might meet it head on. In Jesus' name, amen.